Walt Disney World Memories Podcast number 181, The Entrance. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Memory 181 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. So as the U.S. is about to inaugurate a new president, I figure that some of us may actually want an escape from all of the stresses and the hubbub going on in Washington, D.C. So let's continue with a brand new day down in Disney World, shall we? Well, it's time to start a new day in the parks. Last time we left Disney's Hollywood Studios and headed for the shuttle at Magic Kingdom and returned to the hotel. So now it's time to start a brand new day. This time we're going to start in the very last park that we haven't done yet, Disney's Animal Kingdom. So let's start a new day of memories, shall we? All right, I'm going to set the scene here. It's a cool morning at the end of January 2015. This is the end of a week-long trip to Walt Disney World with my extended family. We're all pretty tired at this point, and we're moving a little slower this morning. My family and I couldn't wait to get started, though, so we packed up all of our luggage into the car and headed out to get to the parks as close to opening as we could. And the rest of family will join us as soon as they can. Some were still sleeping in or eating breakfast or, you know, still packing up. So it's going to be a couple hours from now, and we're just going to have a little bit of fun by ourselves till then. We'll join the memory in this lovely morning as we pay for parking and enter into the parking lot. We get directed to a spot near the front of the lot and climb out of our packed rental minivan. Unfortunately, we've missed the tram, but it's not a very long walk from here, so we just keep right on going up to the front entrance. With passes in hand, we'll enter through the front gate and into the park and begin to make our way through the twists and turns of the front exhibits, stopping along the way to look at animals and talk with handlers. Letting our inner child really just explore a bit instead of racing to an attraction. Eventually we emerge, and there's the Tree of Life rising up in front of us, drawing us further in on our adventures for the day. I love how this park is like Adventureland. There is no straight lines, and every turn feels like an adventure. The green foliage and calming music and running water all put you kind of in this state of peace and rest if you take the time to let it do that. This is definitely not a park designed to run from attraction to attraction, but is filled with distractions between point A and point B, and you should expect that as you plan your day. If you don't let the park distract you, yes, it's a half-day park, but you'll miss out on the intention of the park. So, interesting note, I recorded from the time that we left our condo, drove on the Sunshine Tollpike, parked in the Animal Kingdom, and entered through the gate, and the total time from door to the gate is actually about is under 30 minutes. So for those thinking that I have to stay at a Disney property in order to get there as quickly as possible, I spent more time on Disney transportation this last trip going from Port Orleans to the Magic Kingdom than I did this morning. And don't get me started on the trip home afterwards either. As always, you can find out how to contact or follow me, find out more about the show, see photos and videos, and of course support the show at our www-memories.net website. Thank you to those of you who are leaving reviews on sites like iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. This really helps increase our visibility and provides people with an idea of how good the podcast is. Now, today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we start a new day in one of my favorite parks.
You can do it, just... Good morning. Look.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Read under Tulsa. Read the full sign on the side of the bus.
Okay, so some direction other than just look. Train. There's a train.
There's a
tram.
We'll see, Mikey boy. It looks like they're parking us far enough away, we may want to. All right, everybody remember, we're parked in Dinosaur. Watch beside you. Yeah, I got the keys, huh? Susie, bring your fleece in the car, or in the stroller, if nothing else. Might take stuff out, set it back in once the stroller's got them out of the way. Wallet. Got your phone? Because you called my family. Susie, don't move.
with all the green stuff for here?
The new world of Pandora. From Avatar, the movie.
That's right. They were taking something down.
Camp.
Do you want your sweatshirt?
Took down Camp Minnie Mickey. No, the family is going to want to do that. Yes.
So what are we going to do?
I was thinking going back and do like the... They're going to want to do that too. Dinosaur. Or not dinosaur, but Dino Land. But the... There's a spinning dinosaur ride. Triceratops Spin, which is like a Dumbo. Do Bug's Life. Tough to be a bug, whatever. Watch the soda. Two or three?
Once with Mom and Dad and once
with Mary.
Where at? Wake up, princess.
Susie, I need you to move out of the way so I don't squish you. I need you to move out of the way so I don't squish you. Go stand by Mama on the other side.
Morning.
Morning.
Look, all his food. Seriously? Nothing good? I don't know. Is that turkey or?
Just turkey.
The rest of them look pretty good. Mayonnaise and the cheese and pretty good. Hi, princess.
Look good?
Watch out behind you, man. We've got a double on this side. Hello? How are you doing? Anything else on the
Wait. All right, come through. Did you scan yours, Mikey? Can I have like a minute and run in here and get some buttons. Hello. Simple request. Do you have any first-time visitor buttons?
How many do you need?
I need four of those, and I need a birthday button. Spike.
To make reservations for the same place
as my mom
place. S-B-I-K-E.
It is a buffet, so it's all you can eat. There's characters, so you have to go to the event scene. I just need you in the room.
Thank you. Thank you. That's not for you. What does that say? Grandpa Spike.
Not his birthday.
It was a couple days ago. That's why we're here. You want to put it on your shirt?
No. Oh, okay.
That direction. I've got the ones that I was. These are maps. Okay, am I leading? No. Look at what she's got.
You see those beets? How they're kind of like spoon shaped?
You know what those are, baby.
These are spoonbills.
Oh,
those are our Bohemian spoonbills. And the white one is our African spoonbill.
Now these guys live in lakes and lagoons, so they need water to survive because they eat fish and shrimp.
They're like a flamingo. They get the color from their diet. For some reason, they don't adapt it.
Looks like you got an injured ibis in there, too.
Yeah, he hangs out here. He's learned that it's a good place because he's safe and people feed him because they feel bad for him. So he works it. Yeah, he's fine, though, I promise. If he can fly away, we'll have to get here.
Doesn't let you check him out, help him, or anyway.
No, he's functioning just fine. He's been here 6 years.
Wow. Are they a safe bird?
No.
Okay.
Georgia. I don't know what it is, but I don't remember. It's not bad.
I know there's an association with Florida. There's some sort of association.
Yeah, awesome.
Susie, you see the way they're sticking their beak in and going like that? All right, should we go find some more animals?
Thank you.
Say thank you.
We'll see y'all later. Bye.
Are they as tall as flamingos? No.
Oh.
Are they people were driving the car?
There's an anteater in that one. I can't see him. But he's up here somewhere. Y'all see him? Is he down there? Oh, there he is. Oh. That's an anteater.
What's an anteater?
Anteater.
Oh, wow.
They got that really long tongue that they stick into the ant mounds.
Yeah.
You see him sleeping down there?
What is it called?
An anteater.
Anteater.
Oh, man.
That's a
see, he's fun. Breathing heavy. He's sleeping.
Yeah, he does.
Maybe we'll see him later if he wakes up.
Just set him back in his seat.
Uh-oh.
Where's your nose tight so you can't smell it? Can we please get away from here?
What happened?
This was bent out of shape, so it wasn't going to stay closed. Do you want me to put it back on again?
Look, it's
come on, Matchy, let's go. Says move.
Now we get away from that.
Look at the flowers. Can you not push over on me a little bit? Okay, we're going straight. See, Susie? That's what they call the Tree of Life up in front of you. Can you see it? Because it's got all sorts of animals on it. That's something we could possibly do with the kids.
What?
It's a wilderness explorer thing.
You can, hey, where's Amy?
Help. They can do different little tasks throughout this place and get stamps and such. Oh! Look who's over there. Look over there. I'm Doug, and I love you. Oh, this way. Stop. Stop. There's stuff to be a bug. It's got a 5-minute wait. You want to do that?
Will they do that with us?
I have no idea.
I mean, I love it.
All right. Ask him where we parked the strollers.
Say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.